Good morning, everyone. This is Don Elder speaking from atop the marquee of the United Artists Theater here in the heart of Chicago's Loop District. The streets are pretty well filled with people by now, but as yet we've seen very little boisterous noise-making or celebration. When we came down on the Loop this morning at about 4:30, the weather had already taken a hand in stopping the crowds from gathering. It was raining buckets, and with the exception of a few civilians and servicemen huddled under theater marquees and in doorways, about the only people down on the streets were policemen. Well, now that situation has changed. It's stopped raining and quite a crowd has gathered. Some of them are listening to the news on radio scattered throughout the Loop. Quite a few are merely on their way to work. And as could be expected, quite a few school children are also downtown to get a look-see at just what's happening. Since early this morning, we've watched cameramen and newsreel photographers getting a cross-section view of Chicago on this day of days. One rather persistent photographer stood out in the middle of Randolph Street for a very dangerous 3 or 4 minutes snapping pictures of passers-by and Chicagoans wandering the Loop just looking for excitement to happen. Very few windows have been broken down here, but some stores are taking no chances anyway. I noticed the old Heidelberg down here a few doors boarded up their windows with big B for Victory signs. We talked to a policeman before who told us that up until now the police have had very little to do in the line of quelling disturbances. He adds, incidentally, that that's all right with him. By the way, it would seem that even Chicago's finest have their troubles. At least when I happened to overhear one of the uniformed policemen talking on a pay telephone a few minutes ago, he was trying to explain frantically to his wife that he was actually down here in the Loop on business. From what I couldn't help overhearing, she obviously didn't believe there was anything important enough to get her husband out of bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning. At least nothing in the line of duty. Just recently, all of Chicago's taverns have been ordered closed for a 24-hour period by the police department, while about half of Chicago's restaurants already have closed voluntarily. And before the day is over, most of the Chicagoans who eat out will have a pretty hard time finding a place to get a snack. Department stores still are waiting for the official word before closing, and banks here will remain open until today is declared a legal holiday, if it is. As I speak to you from Chicago's Loop this morning, you can probably hear the roar of traffic down below us and perhaps the rumble of a few passing streetcars. Incidentally, a few of those streetcars have windows broken early this morning in the first excitement of Radio Tokyo's announcement. But since then, as I mentioned, there have been very little violence. Newsboys down on the street are making more money today than they've made in a long, long time. One little fellow told us as we bought a paper, "You know what, mister? That fellow there says he has a boy out in the Pacific. Know what else? He gave me a buck for one paper." In general, it seems Chicagoans are taking the whole thing very calmly and coolly. One might almost say with a feeling of skepticism. They aren't going to be caught by another false peace flash. You can be sure of that. We talked to several people on the street before going on the air, and that feeling is just about the same. Just before going on the air here, I was down on the street sampling reaction and the general temper of Chicago's Loop. I noticed a T5 standing in front of the theater. Quite obviously, he'd seen plenty of action, for on his sleeve were 5 overseas bars, in other words, 3 years. In addition, he wore 3 campaign stars, and they happened to stand for Makin, Saipan, and Okinawa. When I asked him his name, he said, "Oh, that isn't important. Just say I'm a member of the Fightin' 69th." But I can sure imagine how happy the old gang is out there on Okinawa today. And now this is Don Elder switching you to NBC in Denver.